Season 1 of Soul Operator is based on gameplay of the solo TTRPG Welcome to the Habit Trails by A. Yoland and is distributed under an attribution, non-commercial, share-alike 4.0 international license. Like the game, this season will feature horror-typical themes as well as isolation, derealization, grief, and paranoia. For episode-specific trigger warnings, or to purchase the game for yourself, check out the description of the episode. Listener discretion is advised.
Episode 8. Five of Cups.
Hello again, you. I'm pretty predictably going against direct orders, and I am on a little walk outside the castle walls. You are keeping me company today, since I somehow managed to lose my walkie. You and Lucy, of course. I don't usually come out here during the day, but I've been feeling the need to get away from everything for a bit. Still anchored back home, of course. Nothing is wrong, necessarily. Things could even be considered good, but I just have this deep-set feeling that I can't seem to shake. It weighs, hot and heavy in my stomach, threatening to boil over into my throat where it's like a fist in waiting. I don't sit still. I don't sleep. The worst part is that people are starting to notice. Their eyes follow me as I walk past, and they can barely do the decent thing to look away when I try to match their gaze. We should be safer than ever. But every fiber of my being is clawing at my insides like I want to claw against the wood of the fence, like a caged animal who doesn't understand that this is for its own good. I'm a rescue in a zoo who wants to just be let out. Maybe one day I'll learn to tolerate my handlers, but I'll never love them. My trust in them is hung on a rope that tightens around our necks like a double-ended noose in mutually assured destruction. To pull in either direction is to suffocate all of us. I don't know who the enemy is. Animals know who their predators are. They survive because they know how to run away. They evolve alongside their hunters. And as I trace these back roads and empty streets, I am painfully aware of how unaware I am as to where I should be looking. I'm like a child scrambling for a light switch in a dark hallway. Sandra wanted the wall built. Why? Why now? She's been here for years. She barely remembers her old life, which makes no sense. How can she know so little about the world we're in? How is she just as unaware as the rest of us as to what's out there? These houses that I'm passing aren't just empty like I thought before. I thought I was in some sort of in-between realm because of the twine, but now I think I'm just seeing the aftermath of something. Something horrible. In the alleys between the houses, on the pavement, there are familiar eyes painted or scratched everywhere within reach. Spiraling pupils into violent perforations in hardwood. I don't know how I missed this before, but I guess the dark does a good job of hiding the truth. But the light, it can trick you if it catches just right. there's no way Sandra's eyes should look like this. Then there's the other half of her posse, John Michael. He trusts her completely. I don't know what that means for us if it turns out that Sandra's been hiding something. There's a reason why people trust her so much. She's kind, charismatic. Her strength is in her competency, her capability. John Michael's her muscle. He helps maintain a sense of order, like they can really protect us if something were to happen, because he can. Punching that guy was just a physical display of that. If these neighborhoods aren't abandoned, what happened? Where did all these people go? Home? If that's the case, then what's with all these eyes? As if I didn't already feel watched. The tangled web of my red string conspiracy board makes my head ache. I could follow the thread with my eyes and go around and around and around until I'm once again face to face with the object of my condition. The fog. There have been too many times when the only thing keeping me from slipping into it is the twine wrapped around my hips. If I reached out my hand. It's cold. There's no life to it, but there's something. It pulses. It hums. It watches. Shit! Fuck, I didn't think it was so late. Ah, oh, we're in so much trouble, Luce. I hope Nisha got my note. No!
It was you! It was all your fault!
What?
It's all your fault! You're the reason I wasn't here! If you hadn't called me away, if you hadn't done what I would have been here! I could have saved him! I could have protected him! I was supposed to protect him!
Nate, I didn't.
I wish I'd never helped you. I wish you'd never come here. Everything was okay before you came along, and now my little brother is dead! He's dead! Fuck, I can't believe that bastard was right! You really did get someone killed, but why? Why, Tessa, did it need to be him?
Please, please don't say that. Please.
You weren't even there. Why weren't you fucking there?
I don't know. I don't.
Get out.
Nate.
Get away. I never want to see you again. I'm such an idiot. Fuck. Fuck, I'm so sorry, Dee. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Whoa! What? Are you... Tessa, look at
Dean.
Me.
Dean, I... Nate, he...
Tessa, were you outside?
I...
You promised me.
I'm sorry.
I can't.
No. No.
Stay here. I'll be right back.
What's going on? Let me through. Tessa, what happened? Look after her.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
As for the rest of you, please head back to your homes until we are sure nothing more is the matter. For your own sake.
You're gonna be okay. You're alright now. I've got you. Tess, you need to breathe now. Can you do that? Can you do that for old John Michael?
I can't.
Yes, you can. With me, okay?
Okay?
Took you long enough.
This episode featured Tatiana Gefter as Tessa Whitlock, Mike LeBeau as Nathan Sutter, Addie Nofal as Anisha Amin, Dylan Griggs as John Michael Cassidy, Crystal Storm as Sandra McLean, Gail Sullivan as Connie Lawton, Dorian Scott as Austin Frazier, and Dan Spitaleri as... Additional voices were provided by Taylor Michaels and Sean Curry, with music and editing by Jay Stroutman. For more information regarding our show, please check out our social medias under Soul Operator Pod.
Knave of Cups is an online shop dedicated to supporting inclusion and creativity in the tabletop role-playing community. They carry a variety of cards, puzzles, and role-playing games from independent artists and creators around the globe, including Welcome to the Habit Trails. Use promo code SOUL to take $5 off your next order of $25 or more on www.knaveofcups.com.
A special thank you to our patrons. Sirius, Claire K, Sean Pell, Runmai Salil, Wes Marin Bennett, Athin, Jesse Hall, Amin, Jenna B, and Leanne Egan. You all help keep the show affordable to produce, and we couldn't be more thankful for your support. To join them and to hear your own name at the end of an episode, check out our $5 and up tiers on our Patreon at www.patreon.com/soul operator pod.com.